Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Luke chapter 2, starting in verse 36, ending in verse 52. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Anna, a prophet, was also there in the temple. She was the daughter of Phanuel from the tribe of Asher, and she was very old. Her husband died when they had been married only 7 years. Then she lived as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple but stayed there day and night, worshiping God with fasting and prayer. She came along just as Simeon was talking with Mary and Joseph, and she began praising God. She talked about the child to everyone who had been waiting expectantly for God to rescue Jerusalem. When Jesus' parents had fulfilled all the requirements of the law of the Lord, they returned home to Nazareth in Galilee. There the child grew up healthy and strong. He was filled with wisdom, and God's favor was on him. Every year Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. When Jesus was 12 years old, they attended the festival as usual. After the celebration was over, they started home to Nazareth, but Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents didn't miss him at first, because they assumed he was among the other travelers. But when he didn't show up that evening, they started looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they couldn't find him, they went back to Jerusalem to search for him there. 3 days later, they finally discovered him in the temple, sitting among the religious teachers, listening to them and asking questions. All who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. His parents didn't know what to think. "Son," his mother said to him, "why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been frantic, searching for you everywhere." "But why did you need to search?" he asked. "Didn't you know that I must be in my father's house?" Then he returned to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. And his mother stored all these things in her heart. Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and all the people. Once again, that was Luke chapter 2 verses 36 through 52 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Jesus was a child once, and he experienced growing up. This is an incredible thing to think about. Our eternal God experienced being a baby, growing up, and the full range of human experiences and emotions. These verses show that Jesus knew he had a special relationship with the Father. He had so much wisdom at a young age that he could ask questions and have answers that amazed even the wisest religious teachers. Jesus became human and experienced the highs and lows of human life. We cannot say that God doesn't understand us. He does understand us and invites us to understand him more. Our culture has separated faith from most other areas of life. Jesus wants to be involved in every aspect of our lives. When he became human, he grew mentally, physically, socially, and in favor with God, in verse 52. Jesus understands every area of our lives. You can experience his joy and freedom when you allow Christ to be the center of your time, work, church, relationships, finances, entertainment, and prayer. Jesus is with you always. Talk to him every day, everywhere you are. Trust him, and let his love guide every area of your life. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How does it impact you knowing that Jesus has experienced being human and understands you? Are there any areas of your life where you have not invited Jesus? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you.